This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
We need to come around the president and help him.
I agree, and the president seems to take a courageous stand on all of his positions. Now, I know this is only a short-term, what, four-month deal. He says that maybe we need a good government shutdown come September. I have faith in him. I know you. I kind of have faith in you and the Freedom Caucus. Why do I not have faith in Republican leadership? I mean, are we even going to get the health care bill after everything that's gone on? Is that ever going to get done this week? Is that going to get done?
Well, we are going to get the health care bill. Hopefully, we're informing a few other members to get a few more to yes. Obviously, the Democrats are not helping us on any of that, so it makes every yes vote critical and every no vote critical. And so I believe that we get health care
this.
Well, we may be at 22 no's, but I think a couple of those are looking at specific issues within their district. I can tell you that they're meeting earlier tonight, working on trying to address some of those concerns. I had three meetings this afternoon.
What are the odds this week?
You know, I think the odds are still better than 80% that we still have a vote this week, and I'm optimistic that we're going to get it done for the president and the American people. We've got to lower premiums. We've got to make sure that we deliver, and I think we will.
From the Freedom Caucus, this is Bill Martinez at a couple minutes after the top of the hour, and of course, was on Sean Hannity last night. And, you know, I think the Republicans are so they're like stuck in a bucket of gum over the repeal and replace of Obamacare. We've been saying, just repeal the darn thing already. Get that part out of the way. And then you can talk about, because you're gonna be spending a lot of time in replacing it. And I think you just have to try to mitigate the government's involvement with healthcare as much as possible. I mean, if I had my way, if I was king for a day, I'd just say, get the government out of healthcare altogether. Let the people deal with it. I mean, you can have the government involved with, you know, those cases where it is needed, you know, those extreme cases. But across the board, we don't need it. You know, go do direct pay like Josh Umber has suggested and what he's been doing with Atlas MD. Incredible, you know, and it's not only him, but, you know, Dr. Alita Eck, there's other doctors across the country and maybe not getting all the publicity that Josh is getting. And Josh still isn't getting enough, neither Dr. Alita Eck and the other doctors. In the local community, they're legends because they are serving the local people. I mean, the heck with Obamacare and the heck with all this other stuff that you're going to be paying an incredible amount of money for when you think about it. You got people paying, you know, $12,000, $17,000 a year for what? A card that says you have health care? I mean, you know, but it doesn't give you one bit of service, you know, with that after all those premiums that you've been paying. Why not make a direct relationship with the doctors that's outside of any of these politicians, you know, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or anybody in between, you and the doctor? You just deal with the doctor direct and work out your payment, figure it out. I mean, what Josh is doing, Dr. Josh, he's got, $50 a month. Figure out, do the math, $600 a year. Some people are paying that per month in a premium with no service, and then you get copay, and then you get all this other deductible stuff going into play. For $600 a year, you've got health care delivery. And on top of that, they've done a great job in renegotiating the cost of your prescriptions to where people are routinely paying 10 cents on the dollar. How would you like that deal? Of course you'd love that deal. It's a heck of a deal. You see, and I believe a majority of Americans would love that deal and could make that work very effectively without the government. Thank you very much. If you need to be involved and you got Medicare and other issues, pre-existing conditions, people who otherwise cannot afford $50 a month, okay, but that's a small minority of people. It is. We're not talking about a trillion-dollar albatross here that still cannot deliver health care to we the people. Get the government out of healthcare altogether. That's my position. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, we are live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and always great to have Jordan Goodman with us, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Well, Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Very exciting times, I must say, hey, though, with this new tax law.
I got to tell you, he laid it out in a general overview. And, of course, the media can't help themselves. They want to get into the details. They say, well, this isn't the point of the media. The point is just to give you an idea, right?
Well, right. So basically what he's proposing is to collapse on the individual side the seven tax brackets down to three, which would be 35%, 25%, and 10. Mm-hmm. On the corporate side, to lower the rate from 35% now to 15%, to repeal the estate tax completely, what they call the death tax. There would be no border adjustment tax, which has been very kind of controversial. On the business side, potentially writing off some, if not all, capital investments up front. Itemized deductions would pretty much go away except for two, which is a mortgage interest deduction and charitable deductions. Mm-hmm. But one of the big ones, Bill, is they would not have a deduction anymore for state and local taxes, which would make it very more expensive to live in New York, New Jersey, California, Michigan, right, Pennsylvania, you know, the high tax states. So that's very controversial. Repeal the alternative minimum tax altogether, which has caused Trump to actually pay some taxes himself. So these are dramatic changes, and simplifying as well. Also, you'd double the standard deduction. So a lot of people, I think like 70% of people, would not have to itemize, and it would be very, very simple for them to file their taxes. So
was the scream
dramatic
that we heard across America, was that from the tax preparers?
They would not like this.
I would think not. I mean,
but I don't think they have a very big lobby, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we're getting it down to a simplified system. I mean, you remember Rick Perry held up an index card years ago in one of the debates. He said, how would you like to file your taxes on a document about this size?
Yeah.
Of course, that got a lot of people's interest right there, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, this wouldn't be a postcard, but it would be a lot simpler. If most, 70% of people have the standard deduction and don't have to go through itemizing, then it's going to be very simple for them to do it, and tax rates would be lower.
Mm-hmm.
In return for those lower tax rates, you're hitting a lot of sacred cows. Every deduction and credit in the tax system has somebody defending it, right? So,
sure.
You're wiping out a lot of those things. And that's a big change the way we've been going. We've been adding to complexity, not making it simpler.
Exactly. Well, this could force the government to take a look at that fraud and waste that's been languishing, the overlapped jobs that we've got so many agencies. I mean, early on, what was it, about a month ago, they reported something like 18 different agencies. Nobody's responsible, but they all have these duplicative duties. So
right.
Maybe things like that, and what Tom Coburn in his last waste book pointed out, almost $500 million in duplicative waste. So maybe this might force the government to really, do some hard work here.
And be more efficient, that's for sure.
Yeah, what a concept.
Now, the question is this going to be able to get through? And politically, it's going to be very difficult because the way it's set up right now, it's a completely partisan proposal, completely. The Democrats would not agree to anything whatsoever that I just mentioned, nothing at all. So they could pass it through the House, but the Senate, you need at least 60 votes to avoid a filibuster, and that means you need 8 Democrats to vote for this thing. I don't think you have 8 Democrats to vote for this. I don't give any Democrats to vote for this thing right now.
Even for the Democrats that are up for re-election, you got 9.
Correct.
They're halting at this as well. This would be, this would be incredible tax reform. Not since the 80s would we
but look at what happened.
Like this.
Look at what happened, Bill, in the 80s. Remember, people talk about the Reagan tax cuts. But I actually saw a clip of him last night when he was signing the tax bill in 1986. Who was around him? Bill Bradley. Dan Rostenkowski. Dick Gephardt, Tip O'Neill, right? A lot of major Democrats were part of that whole, it was a bipartisan bill. And that's the way he got it through. It took about a year and a half to get it done as well. We're talking about this much quicker, but if it's completely partisan and you get no Democratic buy-in whatsoever, I'm not sure this is going to get passed. That's the big concern right now. And the stock market's been soaring on this, basically saying this is going to happen, and they may be disappointed if some, if not all of this doesn't happen.
Well, they may put pressure on the Senate to hit the nuclear button one more time. Why not?
That may do it, but it's going to be something dramatic. I don't think you can pass a tax bill the same way you did getting Gorsuch in the Supreme Court. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, they've got to find a way to come together, but right now everything with the Democrats starts with no.
Exactly. And, I mean, they're saying this is a giveaway to the rich. What they don't understand is how this really affects incentives. Mm-hmm. When you get tax rates down, people have incentives to produce more because they get to keep more of their after-tax income.
Right.
And then they do more. Individuals spend more, invest more. Companies hire more, expand more. If they've got, and then you're putting more money into people's pockets to be able to go buy things or invest.
Exactly. Or hire people.
Or hire people. That's the magic of this thing.
Exactly.
And you do what's called dynamic scoring, meaning you see the impact of this. You don't just say, "Oh, we cut taxes by $100 billion, so we lost." No, you can potentially earn that back by having higher growth. If we got 3 to 4% GDP growth, as opposed to now being probably under 2%, that in itself would produce huge amounts of new revenues to the government and could pay for it. In the short term, it's clearly going to be increasing the deficits, Bill. But in the long run, if it works, and this has happened before. This happened with Bush in 2003. This happened with Clinton in 1997. And we've had times we cut taxes and it produced more revenue than the tax loss because it produced more economic growth.
But it takes a while, just like it did with Reagan as well. It didn't happen overnight. And, the challenge they have is the current model they're working under and the fact that people have gotten used to a fat, overweight, obese government.
With $20 trillion in debt, that's correct. The only way we're going to make any progress on that is getting the economy growing faster. Because if we kind of keep bumping along at 1 or 2%, we're not going to make any progress on that. We're going to still have these huge deficits. So it's a home run. It's a Hail Mary. It's a whatever you want to call it. It's a big proposal. And if it happened, I think it would help a lot. But I'm just concerned that with the current political partisanship, that it's going to be very difficult to get this kind of thing through.
Well, you got to put Donald Trump on the road, right? I mean, he's got to go out and sell this to the
people. That'll help. That'll help to some extent.
Without a doubt, yeah.
But he's got to do it in the states of those 8 Democrats that are currently standing in the way. Yeah. And maybe you're right. I think there's 10 Democratic seats that are up in the 2018 elections that were won in those states were won by Trump. So I mean, they do feel vulnerable in some places.
Right.
But it's going to be quite a battle, I must say. So hopefully we'll get it done by the end of this year. If it doesn't happen this year, Bill, I think it's going to be very difficult to get something this bold done in election year next year.
Well, leave it for Trump. I mean, Trump only knows big headlines and hyperbole and that. So and the Democrats know that, and they don't want to give him a victory no matter what.
exactly.
It may be good for them and their constituency. But again, this is Trump's challenge. I mean, he's bucking a system that's been locked down because of after 8 years of President Obama.
Right? Exactly. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm glad to get emails from you. Listen, I get them all the time at moneyanswers.com. I'd love to help you listeners. I really do.
Well, that's great. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, great stuff. Appreciate the insight.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
They live and are welcome here. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour for Downton Abbey fans. Got a real treat for you. This could be the next Downton Abbey. A new book called The Marriage Bureau is already in development for a TV show by Carnival Films. Oh, yes, the same Downton Abbey fame. Yes, Carnival Films. Book is a thoroughly absorbing true story from the 1940s of London matchmakers. And this is written by Penrose Halson, who joins us. In it, she shares heartwarming and heart-wrenching stories of this bygone era before dating websites. Think about it. Apps touted, algorithms to figure out your happily ever after, unattached people looking for the one, you know, the one that they, real life matchmakers, could be their best chance at finding love, okay, as they were looking for the one. And this story goes back all the way to the 1940s when matchmaking businesses started to pop up. Penrose, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you, I hope.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm reading about your story and the Marriage Bureau, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm hearing music from Fiddler on the Roof, you know, matchmaker, matchmaker, find me a match, right? You know, so this has been an ongoing opportunity for people to find their one and only.
It certainly has, but it started in such a utterly different way from what's become now with the internet. And it started,
yes,
with two young women who hadn't done any job of any kind, and they were 24, and they set up in the middle of the smartest part of London, Mayfair, and set about marrying people. And all their friends thought this was going to be something fearful, like a high-class brothel, but it wasn't.
Right.
It was a very serious matrimonial business.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's like we know what the objective is. We're here to meet people. We're here to find our mate. So, you know, that, you know, there's no games. There's no coyness about it, right? I mean, it's clear that when you come to the Marriage Bureau, it's about taking care of some business, right?
Yes, yes. And, of course, dating didn't exist then, really. You were either single or you were married.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go around, you know, endlessly seeking dating. I don't think even the term existed. But these two young women wanted, first of all, to introduce potential wives to men stuck out in the British Empire, in India, in Africa, and so on. But because it was such a remarkable story, 5 months just before war broke out, the
right.
press seized on these two young women, wrote them up all over the place. The result, that floods of people, not just men from the colonies, but floods of all kinds, from all classes, came along, and it was a terrific success.
Well, when Jenny and Mary Oliver, as you say, came up with this idea, I mean, you know, like all ideas, you don't know until you know. But obviously, mm-hmm. it resonated because this thing took off, didn't it?
Well, it resonated partly, of course, because of the war, because women at the outbreak of the Second World War remembered very much the effect of the First World War when masses of potential husbands were just killed or maimed.
Yes.
Over 700,000 British men died in that war. And they, in the beginning of the Second World War, wanted to secure a husband. The men were being all sent off to fight in the Second World War. And they, if they were single, wanted to secure a wife, have somebody to write to, maybe have a baby with. And they were all terrified because of the war. And war, in a funny way, was an aphrodisiac.
Right. Yeah, go figure. Penrose, as you state in your book, The Marriage Bureau, the Olivers went about this in a very respectable and serious manner. This wasn't just, you know, putting people together. I mean, they did their due diligence here. I mean, you know, you think about Great Expectations and all these other match services here in the United States. I mean, this is early on. I mean, they're really at the cutting edge of this concept, and as you say,
yes.
necessitated by war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were very scrupulous, but they interviewed every single client, and they kept in touch with their clients. And if there was anything untoward or suspicious, the client would report it back to the bureau, And the Bureau then had the right to cease introducing that person if they wanted to. So it was a big safety net, which was one of the many benefits of having a serious matchmaker.
So how did you and your husband, Bill, get involved with the Marriage Bureau?
Well, Bill is a management consultant, and he knew me rather well. And I was, at the time, teaching in 1986. I was teaching. It was absolutely disastrous. I couldn't keep order. And all I was doing was losing weight, not teaching anything. And this Marriage Bureau came up for sale, and Bill said, well, I think we'd better buy it. And I thought it was absolutely batty, you know, buying a Marriage Bureau. But he was quite right, because he had assessed that it would suit me, and it suited me down to the ground.
Wow.
So it just happened.
Well, that's what a great idea. So we love Bill for getting you properly in a proper profession that matched up with your interest and your giftings and your talents. And here we are, and you and Bill have been successfully running the Marriage Bureau. So what's the difference of the Marriage Bureau today versus back then in the 40s that the Olivers set up?
Well, today there aren't any Marriage Bureau, except perhaps one or two Asian ones in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of much looser things, like introduction agencies, dating agencies, and, of course, mainly the Internet, which is utterly different because it's impersonal. And the great thing about the Marriage Bureau then was it was highly personal. They knew their clients, and they took notice of even their very odd requests at times, you know, like a man wanting Marilyn Monroe with homely ways.
Right.
He wanted everything, didn't he? Glamour and domesticity at the same time, all in one woman. Don't know whether he got it or not. All the sort of requests that people made did not fit into sort of tick box forms. Mm-hmm. They were very, very individual and personal, and the whole procedure was individual and personal. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the Internet won't work. Of course it can. But this was just very different.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you have direct contact with people, you can tell. I mean, it's not just filling out a survey and sending it in kind of anonymously. You're right there meeting face to face with people. I had misread that the Marriage Bureau was still alive and well, but actually you had to shut it down back in 2000, sadly. But meanwhile, the lives that you participated in, And dare I say, you still participate with some of those lives? These people still are in touch with you?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very good friends. And, of course, a lot of them have had children through marriages I made.
Uh-huh.
And I look at these children and I think, now, who can she? She's only five now. But in 20 years' time, I think she ought to meet this little lad who's only eight.
See, that matchmaking gene is still in you, Penrose. I mean, you automatically go into that. But, you know, for you and your husband with the Marriage Bureau, and you knew that there was life after you had to close up, that there was stories there, and now we're talking about it being realized as a TV series, and maybe this is the next Downton Abbey. How wonderful would that be?
It would be wonderful, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's in development. That's all one knows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly the stories are. I think I couldn't resist writing it because the stories were so gripping, and sad, and happy, and funny, and surprising. So, and I hope people will enjoy reading it.
Well, it's a reflection of life that we all go through, and life gives us all those emotions, and the way you express it in the Marriage Bureau, especially when it has to do with marriage. There's just, you've got a great topic to begin with and personalities to go along with it as well. So the Marriage Bureau, available at all the usual places, I take it?
Yes, you can also get to different places on the website, www.penrosehouseman.com.
And Penrose, I want to make sure people understand with Penrose, P-E-N-R-O-S-E, Halson, H-A-L-S-O-N. Penrose Halson has been our guest. The Marriage Bureau is her new book. Thank you, Penrose.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you. Good, bad, and different. Get involved in the conversation. Let me know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Successful entrepreneur and adventurer Roger Thompson is with us. And give you a little background on what Roger was able to do. He set on a series of journeys to find freedom from the mundane, to grow spiritually, know himself more deeply as a father and a husband. Isn't that something that, I don't know if that's ever, you know, crossed your mind, that you just love to shut it down, get away, decompress, and just be alone with your thoughts. Have you thought about that? I mean, I can definitely relate to what Roger has been, you know, what he experienced and what motivated him to go on this this self-awareness journey. The result of this journey comes this new book, We Stood Upon Stars, Finding God in Lost Places. Wow, is that cool? I love the title, Finding God in Lost Places. Not so much that God is lost, but maybe it's us, right? A collection of Thompson's poetic, honest essays, spiritual reflections, and often hilarious stories stemming from his many years of expeditions throughout the American West. For Thompson, there is so much beauty and wonder in the actual journey to searching as in the brilliance of the destination. I like what he writes here, too. He says, we search mountaintops and valleys, deserts and oceans, hoping sunrises and long views through the canyons will help us discover who we are or who we still want to be. the language of our hearts reflects that of creation, because in both are fingerprints of God. Wow. I mean, that is powerful stuff. It's great writing. Roger Thompson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Hey, well, I love what you were able to do. I mean, do you realize how many men out there, I mean, I wouldn't even say women for that matter, but particularly guys, because we're wired for adventure. We love this kind of stuff. And we also are wired for beauty. Whether it has to do with another human being, but the beauty of God's creation. You know, we are, we're just wired for wonderment, I guess. Is that fair?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And here you are, you get away from, you know, the daily life and everything, and you say, okay, I'm going to check out and I'm going to go on this adventure. Now, how long were you on this adventure?
Well, I've been on a series of adventures. This book kind of is a culmination of a lot of those, but I make it almost a spiritual discipline to go travel every year and to spend a certain amount of time mm-hmm. on the road, either with my family or even by myself or with my close buddies. Just I feel like that routine in my life has really helped set me up for successful living all around. And I think it's those that you mentioned, that's that awe and that wonder of those places that's helped mm-hmm. do that. So this is a series of adventures, but like I said, it's something I do regularly.
Well, you said that your mentor was your grandpa who
yep.
kind of opened this idea up to you and found the right match. You and grandpa spent some time together. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, my grandfather was one of those larger-than-life characters. He was pulled himself up by the bootstraps and kind of did the whole lived the American dream and really built something for him and his family. And so I always saw him as this this enormous character. And yet, in the midst of that, he would take me out to places like Yellowstone, and he had a cabin those years near Yosemite National Park. And we'd ride our motorcycles in there and have this great adventure. And when we got to the canyon of Yosemite, there's a place where you look out over all, and he'd always remind me how big God was. Mm. And it shaped who I was, because however big I saw my grandfather as being, he was always pointing to something bigger. Mm-hmm. And it was those adventures and those big places that really helped drive that home in my life.
Roger, the title of the book, We Stood Upon Stars, where did that come from?
It came from actually a feeling, it's from one of the chapters in the book, but there was a backpacking trip that I took with a close friend of mine in Rocky Mountain National Park, and we were cresting over some of those just amazing peaks, and at night we sat and looked at the stars, and then we felt like we were so high, and the stars were so close to us, we felt we were almost on top of the stars.
Oh, wow.
It was just a great feeling of kind of being in the presence of that kind of celestial light. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the title came from, it was this reminder of that beauty and how one of the ways that God has made himself available to us is through his creation. And so that's where that title came from.
Well, you know, a lot that you relate in terms of your spiritual journey and awareness of the fingerprint of God that is so clear, it is hard for me to imagine. And I understand we're all different in different parts of our journey. But when you look out and you see a sunrise every morning or a sunset, you look at a rose, the beauty of just green grass, and you see God in it. And maybe it's because you take the time to have what I call those Salem moments of life, where you get away and you just focus on God. It is so magnificent, and it's hard to imagine. I mean, it's hard for me to comprehend how someone cannot believe that there is a God when there's so much evidence that he's here.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I feel the same way as you. Is there's moments in my everyday life where sure you encounter doubt and you wonder and you bump up against things that kind of question mm-hmm. your faith and so forth. And then, but when you take that time to get out, as you say, and kind of get out there and you look at these things, that's where what you read earlier was so important for me. Is that I see God's fingerprints in all of that. And I believe we were created in such a way that we commune with that, because that's a way that God also created us to say, hey, you know, we're created to enjoy the beauty that he made for us. So it's definitely something, for at least in my life, as in yours, is a way that when I'm out there, that's where I really kind of experience his presence.
You know, Roger, I just have a sense that it's all hallowed ground. You know, whether you're near a burning bush, it's just, it is the handiwork of God. And it leaves you in awe when your mind is open to receive that, because the blessing that comes along with that, the sense of peace and knowing that the God who created the heavens and the earth, and who did he do that for? I mean, he did it for us. And you think, wow, I mean, if that doesn't, you know, cause you to, first of all, praise God, but to be thankful, to have a heart of gratitude for the gifts that he's given us. And every day while we're, you know, in this existence, we get to wake up and enjoy God's handiwork. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really amazing when you stop to think about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, for you in the, you know, the places that you enjoyed, and you talk about this in your book, that I mean, you really, I mean, and you even touched on this a little bit in your adventures. Wow. You know, I'm thinking, I mean, how many people have gone to the areas that you have gone to? I mean, you know, probably less than 1%, maybe 5% of humanity has been able to take the time to go out and do this. And so, you know, for some of us, Roger, we're going to vicariously enjoy your blessing. Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about some of these wilder places that you went to, you know, that really enhanced and gave you some peace to your soul.
Sure. Well, you know, one of my favorite places is Montana, which I live in Southern California. And so Montana is the other ends of the earth from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came out of college, so as a young man, I just had this idea of what might be out there. And so I traveled up to Montana, and it really was my first encounter with something so big and magnificent.
The sky is big there, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's just fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, we got to go to break. When we come back, I want to unwrap that a little bit more. We're visiting with Roger Thompson. His latest book, We Stood Upon Stars. Ooh, I'm telling you, it is profound and quite touching. And it's an adventure. It's something all us guys can relate to. And as I say, we get to be blessed because of the experiences that he enjoyed. And we thank his grandpa, because his grandfather was the one that got him into this. Helped, I think, direct him in a way that he was naturally inclined to be directed to. Roger Thompson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. More from Roger after this.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get that
spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you what it comes down to. It is liberty. There's no doubt about it. I used to think, you know, when I was an adjunct professor, one of the things that I would teach to other kids was, you know, the happiness of life and what it was all about. You know, I said, first of all, you know, if you know, it's about three things that led to the fourth thing. And the essential three was that, you know, if you're going to work, you know, we need to be productive, that you should find the thing that you most enjoy, you know, that you need to enjoy what you're doing. You look forward to waking up. The other thing is the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with. What I found where people are most cranky is when they're not being expressed and grown. Okay, so that's critical, is that you have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to be able to exercise the gifts and talents that you've been blessed with. The third thing is that you have to have a fair chance to win. And when I say fair chance to win, I say, well, not that you do so at the other's expense, but that it's win-win, okay? So I say, if you have those three things going, and what I found out was that you know, at the time, in temporal consideration, is that it would lead to fulfillment. And probably less than 10%, according to a labor study by the government, less than 10% of America finds themselves fulfilled. And what I discovered in doing this, and I used to do this presentation, it was something that God had shown me many, many years ago, and Roger, I think you could appreciate this, is that I'm in the middle of the class and I'm presenting this presentation, as I've done many, many times, and I'm getting to come, you know, to the crescendo of saying, okay, fulfillment, you know, that is the highest calling that you could strive for, is to be fulfilled. And it was like the Holy Spirit said, okay, I think you're ready, and downloaded the ultimate right on the spot. And I had to tell the kids, I go, look at this is fresh. I mean, and I got to be honest with you. This is, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking that the best thing you could hope for is fulfillment, you know, I felt like God was saying, no, the best thing you could hope for is freedom. And that is the ultimate. And so that now has become part of the presentation
when I'm talking about, you know, health and happiness and being fulfilled, but freedom. And, you know, when you think about what Jesus came to give us, it was to free the slaves, to liberate us from the things that bound us to this earth, and to, you know, give us a perspective of the higher calling that God has for all his creation, don't you think?
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah. Well, Roger Thompson is with us, a successful entrepreneur, collaborator, adventurer, writer, spent his career building innovative business and nonprofit organizations, in addition to creating the first mission tourism resort in Haiti with the Hands and Feet Project. He's produced surf films, built skate parks, and outfitted adventure trips. And we're talking about his brand new book, We Stood Upon the Stars. And before the break, we were talking about the big sky of Montana. That was my adventure. When I went into Montana, I couldn't help but look up. I mean, the sky was endless. I mean, there was a reason they talk about the big skies of Montana, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning the right before the break, the trip I took with my best friend shortly after college. And what I was going to say next is I've recently had a chance to take my kids to that same spot some 20 years later. And it was amazing to see them experience that bigness and that big sky and the mountains and the rivers. And they just, you can just see their jaws drop and their eyes widen. It was like something they'd never seen before. And to live it through their eyes a second time, I would say it was even more special than the first time I saw it.
Well, yeah, exactly. One of the other things we talked about was fly fishing. Now, do all the kids fly fish as well?
They do. I have a 13-year-old.
I'm really jealous now, man. I told you, for me, I'd probably end up hooking myself. But that's on my bucket list. I got to get out there and fly fish. I have to do this. That is so cool. So the kids are fly fishing. Okay, that's great. All right.
Yeah, they're both fly fishing. They, you know, the younger one, I'm probably spending most of my time untangling his lines. but my older one, I'm almost embarrassed to say that I think he might be a better fisherman than I am now. He's, every time we go out, he just catches a lot of fish, more than me.
Oh, wow. Well, and how old is he?
He is 13.
13, and he's got it down. Wow, what an art. But there's something rather poetic about fly fishing, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And there's not many things in my life, and I don't know how you are, but my mind's just going all the time, whether I'm thinking about writing or I'm thinking about a business or I'm thinking, and there's not many things that really can settle my mind down. Mm-hmm. But when you get on the river and you're casting in a rhythm, and you just start to kind of tune into what's around you, it's the one thing that can really hyper-focus me and settle my mind and my heart. Mm. And you can almost feel God pouring into you, almost like a funnel, like this old, like the mountains create this funnel down to the river, and you can just feel that pouring into you. And fly fishing is beyond the catching of the fish. It's being in the water, being in that rhythm with nature that really, really kind of settles my soul, brings me to a good place.
Yeah. For me, it's going out and hitting golf balls, just being away, mm-hmm. decompressing.
Yes.
You know, after doing a show like this, you know, somebody was asking me last night even, and I said, well, how much time? And, you know, you're on 3 hours a day. And I said, well, you know, for each hour, you got 2 hours of prep. So it's about a 9-hour day for me. And but I have to break it up in such a way to where I allow myself those periods of respite and decompression. And I mean, if I had something nearby to where I could fly fish, I could see where that could decompress me really quick.
Oh,
that,
sure. And it's not, you know, whatever it is, I think it's just important that everybody has that, whether it's hitting a bucket of balls or fly fishing or whatever it is. I think it's important as men that we find those things.
Exactly. Not to mention, you know, always, you know, being able, you know, just to talk to God, you know, throughout the day, you have those moments, you know, and just, you know. There's a lot to be said about that when the apostle said, you know, pray without ceasing. And some people, you know, misunderstand, you know, that concept of praying. It's just talking to God, you know, and you're constantly talking to God, which, you know, connects you. And that also invigorates me and allows me to renew my mind and decompress as well. In your book, you talk about herding the wild bison in Yellowstone. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Herding wild bison?
Yeah, it's a family joke, and it was something I remember that my grandfather did when I was young. Is you know, I already pictured him, as I mentioned, like this almost like this big Western, kind of cowboy thing. But when we were there, you know, when you go to Yellowstone, it's famous for those big herds that come across and they block traffic. And so I was there maybe a few years ago with the kids, and we had a Suburban at the time, and the bison were literally as big as my Suburban. They were so huge.
Oh, wow.
But they came out into the street, and to entertain my kids, I started trying to herd them with the Suburban to try to move them off the street. And my wife was punching me in the arm, and the kids were, of course, screaming. They thought this was the best thing ever, and so they started calling me the bison herder.
That's funny. In your Suburban, no less. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
How cool is that, man? How much fun. Wild bison. I mean, and the thing is, see, a lot of people, because unless you've been around a bison, you don't realize how big, you know, those bad boys can be. I mean, they can do a lot of damage to your SUV if they decide to turn around.
Well, that's absolutely right. It may not have been the smartest move. I don't think they encourage that in the national park system.
Right. But it's something that you did and you can write about and say you lived to be able to tell that story. You know?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Also, watching wild horses in the Badlands of North Dakota. Oof.
That's a majestic creature. I tell you, there's just something about these wild horses. To see them, they kind of appear almost as ghosts, because you'll see one and then turn your head and they'll be gone. You're like, how does an animal that big just disappear like that? But they're so majestic, and to watch them run just kind of freely. You talked earlier about the freedom. Mm-hmm. To me, that was the image of freedom, to see these horses running freely on this open range, and that sense of that's the freedom that God wants for us. And you see it in those creatures there. They're really, really quite amazing.
Yeah, you don't see wild horses in Southern California. I mean, you got to go out to North Dakota. And to why? I mean, how many wild horses? Because they pack together, right? And
right.
So how many would be there in a group of wild horses at any one time?
We saw probably about 6 or 8 were in the bands that we saw. And then there was a few times where you would just see a lone wild horse, like up on a bluff, kind of looking out over the territory. And you just kind of wonder what he's seeing and thinking, because it looked like he was taking it in. Like even the horse himself was in awe of the view.
Can you imagine? I mean, as you say, to be that free, and just to be able to watch. I mean, to me, horses are magnificent. That's one of those things. I've always tried to learn how to ride a horse. I've always wanted to. But horses know when I'm on them, they have fun with me. They just, my son, we're in Hawaii. Oh, Dad, come on, let's go. We're going to go horseback riding. And so we go, and it was quite an adventure. I had a little mini, if you know the movie, A Man from Snowy River, where the horse is going, you know, where he's going downhill. And holding on with his home, not quite as dramatic a hill, but for me, you know, it could have been, you know, from my perspective. But it was quite the experience. And I thought for sure I was going to, you know, come off the horse. And where we were at there along the beach, there was sand, but there was lots of rocks. And I thought, oh, by the grace of God, I was able to hold on, because this horse was, he was having fun at my expense.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, those are the kinds of things that really drive this. Why I wrote that book is to help people get a sense of what that freedom feels like, and the adventure you had with your son, to kind of let people know that that's really where this life, I think that's how God created this life for us, to enjoy him in those places. So, yeah.
Well, I tell you, you're going to expand a lot of people's bucket lists, I got to tell you, Roger, with this book. Congratulations on We Stood Upon the Stars. Thank you for coming on and sharing it with us. And a great, great adventure, finding God in lost places. Roger Thompson, thank you so much. The book available at all the usual places, right?
That's right. It's available everywhere books are sold.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is...